With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Red Cross vehicles carrying Israeli hostages leaving Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip headed back toward Israel today. Charles de Ledesma reports on today's historic hostage release.
Hamas has released all remaining living hostages held in Gaza as part of a ceasefire pausing 2 years of war that pummeled the Gaza Strip, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians and had left scores of captives in militant hands. The 20 will be reunited with their families and undergo medical checks. Over 1,900 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel are also to be released as part of the deal. The bodies of the remaining 28 dead hostages are also to be handed over as part of the deal, although the exact timing remains unclear. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a speech to the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had words of high praise for President Trump and his role in the hostage release.
A proposal that brings all our hostages home. A proposal that ends the war by achieving all our objectives.
But he says that's what President Trump accomplished. The White House is warning that there will be more firings during the ongoing government shutdown.
Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. As the shutdown entered its 12th day, Vance warned the new cuts would be painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A warning being issued by pro-life activists in the state of Virginia. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The state holds the elections for the legislature next month, and the outcome will decide the fate of an abortion amendment. Democrats have been pushing that ballot measure, which would enshrine abortion in the Virginia Constitution. And if enough of them are elected in November, the amendment will advance. Pro-life citizens are being urged to get out and vote and do anything else they can to support candidates who would kill the amendment. Michael Harrington reporting.
Counterterrorism police in Britain say the assailant in this month's attack on a synagogue in the city of Manchester that left two people dead had pledged allegiance to ISIS. The attacker, Jihad al-Shami, called emergency dispatchers during his deadly attack on October 2nd to pledge his allegiance to the Muslim terrorist group. Al-Shami was shot dead by police outside at the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue in Manchester. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Gains by chipmakers pushed Wall Street higher in today's early going as trade tensions between China and the U.S. appeared to have eased over the weekend. Advanced Micro Devices gained 3.4%. Micron jumped 4.9% pre-market. Broadcom and NVIDIA each gained close to 3%. Beijing is urging President Trump to withdraw his threat to crank tariffs on Chinese-made goods higher after China placed stricter restrictions on exports of rare earths, which are materials critical for manufacturing everything from consumer electronics to jet engines. The president writes on Truth Social that the USA wants to help China, not hurt China. The biggest news of the week may come tomorrow when U.S. banks kick off earnings season by releasing their most recent quarterly financial results. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.